From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farm Credit Association, American Ag Credit, CoBank, and Farmer Mac are donating $40,000 to the Maui Food Bank to help after the devastating wildfires wreaked havoc in Hawaii. CoBank's Brenda Frank says the contribution is intended to address their immediate needs and reduce suffering for those impacted by the wildfires. Farm Credit has been a strong provider of financial support to Hawaiian farmers and ranchers for over 50 years. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office welcomed a report from the World Trade Organization on U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs. The WTO report recognized that U.S. Section 232 actions on steel and aluminum are security measures and that China illegally retaliated with sham safeguard tariffs. Retaliatory tariffs imposed on American ag exports led to an overall $27 billion reduction in U.S. ag exports from mid-2018 through 2019. Fertilizer prices have continued their year-long plus decline through the first 2 weeks of August. The University of Illinois' FarmDoc Daily reports on a per pound of nitrogen basis, urea and liquid nitrogen fertilizers have historically been priced at a premium of 35 to 40% above anhydrous ammonia. However, the premium narrowed in 2022 as the Russia-Ukraine war disrupted global fertilizer markets.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.